Welcome to Red Rock Retirement Radio. Now here's your host, Colin Stauffer.
Welcome to Red Rock Retirement Radio. We're glad to have you. My name is Colin Stauffer. I'm not only an author and entrepreneur, but also a multiple licensed financial advisor, which means when it comes to discussing financial topics, we can cover just about everything. As you know, this is just a show. So if you want personalized advice outside of this show, reach out to my team and we'd be more than happy to talk with you one-on-one. You can go to redrockretirementradio.com to request more from my team. You can also catch us Sunday mornings at 8:30 on ABC for Red Rock Retirement TV, or join us at one of our live events, which we have all across the state of Utah. You just need to go to our website again, redrockretirementradio.com. With me in the studio today is my co-host, Colby Chetwin. Thanks for being here, Colby.
Hey, Colin. Glad to be here.
If you want to submit some more questions, you can always email them to us at questions@redrockretirementradio.com. Let's dive in.
Colin, I've managed our investments myself for years. How do I know when it's time to get help?
I use this analogy or this concept a lot. I look at it as this. So people probably get sick of me with how much I talk about this, but I think it's really important. I believe that no good boxer went in the ring without a good coach in his corner. Meaning that when you go into the ring, when you're investing and managing your assets for years, you're probably pretty good. I mean, good boxers, you could probably get in there without a coach. You can do a lot of study. You can do a lot of things. You can get a lot of places without a coach. But for you to get that title, to get to be the best, I've never met a boxer. I've never seen a boxer. I've researched boxers. None of them have gotten there without a good coach, at least a coach, on the sidelines, in the corner of the ring. And the reason why I say this and the reason why I talk about this is because that guy in the corner, he can see things. He has a different viewpoint than you do doing this for yourself. His emotional attachment is typically lesser than as well. So we eliminate one of the biggest concerns I have with these DIY investors, the people who are managing assets themselves. It eliminates behavioral finance. Emotions, making a decision not based off of facts, logic, numbers, but doing it based on your thoughts, feelings, concerns, stress, anxiety, you name it, it can happen. That coach in your corner, they have a perspective, again, that's a little bit different. So they can see the other guy, how they're coming in, what they're doing, how they're standing, their stance, their punching, how they're shifting their weight. If they're guarding a certain side or not, if they have some weaknesses, and that's really what we're saying. So we're looking at weaknesses in the markets. Well, the other thing that coach does, he's also watching you, how you're stepping, how your stance is, what you're blocking, what you're not blocking, what you're guarding, what you're not guarding, where you're trying to hit and where you leave yourself exposed. And so when you have that first round, you come back to the corner and the coach is like, all right, listen, this is what you're doing. You're not blocking your right side, and he's getting in on that right side, and he's going to wear you out. Hey, you know what? All your money is in the stocks. When you need to take income and the markets are down, you're weak on that right side. You can't take money from an account, or you shouldn't. I guess I should put it that way. You can take money from an account when it's down, but you shouldn't. And you probably shouldn't be taking that much risk if you need income. That's the key. If you need income. You can take as much risk as you want if you don't need to take any distributions from the account, because it doesn't matter. That means that money is all gravy. It's future money. So hopefully we don't take so much risk that, you know, that company could go bankrupt and we lose all of our money. So we definitely got to diversify still. We definitely got to be careful which companies we're investing in. But how do you know? And on top of that, how do you know when it's time to get help? Is it a few years before retirement? Is it a decade? Is it in your 30s, your 40s? Is it after you've done it for a couple of years, you're tired, you're like, I just want to go travel or stay and sit on the couch instead of stock picking and trying to manage my distributions, and I have some inconsistent distributions. I live on a different amount each month because, you know, I got to be careful when I take the money from my accounts because if the markets are down, I've got to worry there. Maybe you're a day trader. I come across day traders all the time. And I talked to somebody yesterday who's really good at day trading, like really, really good. And in 1 year, he made millions of dollars in day trading. The next year, he lost millions of dollars in day trading. Next year, he did good again. So the key here is, yeah, you can make a lot of money, but is that risk of doing it yourself or the risk of sacrificing income for maybe a month or two or a year? Is it worth it to do it on your own? And maybe it is. I'm not going to try and convince you to hire a financial advisor to do your things if you enjoy it and you're doing well, but it probably doesn't hurt to get a second opinion and talk to somebody who does it all day, every day, who sees gaps in people's plans all the time. So how do you know when it's time to get help? How do you know? Well, you're probably a little bit late to the game if you're asking that question. You should probably be asking that question a couple years earlier than you actually are. Because what we want to do is, we're talking about retirees specifically today, right? This program is all about retirees, making sure that retirees are successful. You can do what you need to do to live a happy and successful and stress-free retirement. So what that means is, to answer that question, is we got to say, all right, when am I going to retire? Well, maybe that's a certain age. Maybe it's okay at 60, 62, 65, 70, whatever it is. Maybe I want to retire really early and I want to retire in my 30s. Well, that's a whole different game. You got to have a whole different strategy, and you got to have somebody who knows the laws on that piece specifically. And we'll help you with that too. We're pretty good at that. We'll help anybody with retirement, even if you're in your 30s, because that's what we do. We help people and we know retirement. So let's say you want to retire at 60. We should probably be talking and answering this question probably mid-50s, maybe, like I said, a couple years into retirement, because if we're not prepared for that income phase of our lives, the distribution phase of retirement, and the markets crash in the year that you want to retire, that might push off your retirement by a couple years. And by golly, I would not want to push off for my retirement when I've been setting this goal, I've been working towards it, and now I have to wait till blank, don't know when. Fill in the blank right there. Is it a year from now when the markets come back up? Is it a year and a half? Is it 2 years? Is it 3 years? How long is it going to take me to get back to where I was before? Because I've been working super hard to get my $1 million, $5 million portfolio, and now I'm only $3 million or $500,000 because we had a huge crash. Because that could happen. We didn't think it would, especially during the 08 time. We were like, eat, drink, and be merry kind of concept. Like, do whatever I want to do whenever I want to do it. And the markets have been great, and we already had a crash in the dot-com early 90s, you know, 2000. No, like, we're fine. Yeah, we crashed. And we crashed pretty heavy. And now, that being said, if we had stayed invested, which some of my clients didn't, and it put them behind, if you had stayed invested in the markets and you had good companies, you'd be doing really well right now. But the problem is, most people who stayed invested, they had an extra 25 to 30 years before they're going to retire, so they could be patient on that 50%-ish drop. Well, you're a retiree now. Do you have 25 to 30 years to wait for that to come back up? No, I don't think so. Unless you have some really good other sources of income, which is what I'm talking about. You probably have most of your money invested into stocks and bonds. In 2022, stocks dropped by about 25% and bonds dropped at 13% at the same time. Do you know where we go for safety when the markets are unstable? Bonds. Yeah, that's right. Bonds. The thing that went down 13% when stocks went down 25%. So they're not as safe as we thought they were. So what I'm trying to point out is, we can't just assume things are going to work how they worked in the past. If you're looking at historic numbers, we've got to be a little bit more strategic than that. So even you super skilled DIY investors, you guys, gals who are doing this on your own, doing a good job, you can miss key retirement risks. And one of the ones, so specifically for those of you who are doing day trading, you're probably missing some tax implications. In fact, you're probably tax inefficient. Not only that, but we also want to evaluate and say, all right, before you actually start living off this money, maybe we start doing some tax strategies as well. Maybe we do some Roth conversions. Maybe we use life insurance as part of your plan. I don't know. I'm not saying that's the right way to do it. I'm just putting out a lot of strategies we can utilize in there. Well, have we even thought about RMDs, our required minimum distribution, when the government tells us we have to start taking money out of our investments at a certain age? That's a tax implication. Well, most people who manage their assets on their own, they do a really good job and they've built up a nice big nest egg. Are you going to use those same risky investments for your income? Also, have you thought about sequence of returns risk? Meaning each year we're going to see a different return or loss, and those sequences matter. How do we put those into order matter? So if I have a couple of losses on the front end of my plan, my money's probably not going to last. But if I have a couple of positive, strong years, the first couple of years of retirement or going into retirement, my money will probably last. The key is diversifying away the risks of not having income. And maybe we can be more tax efficient if we use different buckets for our day trading or the things we do that we enjoy. Managing your own investments, but if you have someone in your corner who can help you at least with some of it, so you guys work together to solve for all the different things you got to face. And some of those things we need to face is taxes, income, risk, estate planning, making sure that we have put things in the right place for if we happen to pass away, which will happen eventually. But let's say we pass away early. Are we prepared for that? Do we know what our healthcare is going to look like? The costs of that healthcare? We got to think about Medicare. And if we're close to it, well, if we make too much money by doing too many trades, that could affect how much I pay in Medicare premiums. Because the more we make, the more we pay in Medicare. This could be very detrimental if we don't do it right. A second opinion doesn't mean you have to give up control of your investments. It doesn't mean you have to give up control at all. You're still in control. You could fire that person anytime you want. Now, hopefully you vet them well and you talk with them and they're the right person and you can answer these two next questions I'm going to share with you guys. They sound silly, but they're important questions to have in your head at least, and in the order in which I give them to you. So when you're talking to a financial advisor, you should be asking as you go along, as you're building this relationship with them, even before you start working with them, is do I trust them and can I trust their firm? And then the next question you got to ask is, do they know what they're talking about? Because if I know what I'm talking about, but I'm not trustworthy, you know what my name is? I'm Bernie Madoff. Yeah, he knew what he was doing. He was actually a really good investor on the legal side, but he wasn't trustworthy. So he took a lot of money and made billions on the illegal side. He paid for it. And so did the people he took advantage of. Now, most of those people actually did get a lot of their money back, but it took many, 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 many years. And they missed out on all this time their money could have been invested in the markets. And they would have had a lot more if they had done it and they chose the right advisor. And so what I'm saying is follow your gut, not your head. Your head can deceive, your gut will not with those questions. And not only that, you should also be evaluating, is this too good to be true? Because if it is too good to be true, run. There's no perfect financial vehicle out there. They're all flawed in some way or another. You need to know the pros and cons. Don't get scammed. People focus on the seniors the most for scams and take advantage of you more than anyone else. And so let's not let that happen. Those of you who are going into retirement, you're going to be targeted a lot more than other folks because you have a lot more to lose. Having someone else come and give you a second opinion, work with you, a financial advisor, it means you have a second set of eyes on your plan. You have that coach in your corner to make sure that you reduce risk, control taxes, get rid of or eliminate uncertainty altogether, and you plan accordingly and you pivot when you need to. Being good at investing isn't the same as having a retirement plan. This is just one of many risks that retirees face, especially because when you're in retirement, you want to enjoy retirement. Go travel, go spoil the grandkids, do your hobbies you've been wanting to do for years. Stop worrying about stocks. Doing it all alone when stakes are the highest, it's not worth it.
Now that's all the time we've got for today's show. If you enjoyed the show, consider subscribing to wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Red Rock Retirement Radio. Discover if your portfolio is built to weather flat market cycles, or if you're missing tax minimization opportunities that you may not even know exist. Explore strategies that may be able to help you lower your overall risk while potentially increasing your overall growth and lifestyle flexibility. Just go to www.redrockretirement.com today to learn more and get started.
Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and do not necessarily reflect those of Foundations and its affiliates. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or repo, present and express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific investment opportunity offering or issuer. Each individual investor situation is different, and any ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Foundations only transacts business in states where it's properly registered or is excluded or exempt from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. No legal or tax advice is provided. Always consult with a tax professional. All rights reserved.